So, Sayaji, it's very glad to see our relatives, Asian relatives, world relatives, samsara relatives, especially the Dhamma relatives who are here to practice the Dhamma that can uplift, support the one who practices. Sayaji is glad to see them all. So Sayaji is going to help the relatives according to the teaching of the Buddha in the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Sayaji. And Sayaji is very glad to have this opportunity to help the Dhamma relatives by giving Dhamma gift in the practice of Satipatthana meditation to the best that he can. Sayaji is going to give the Dhamma gift, the Dhamma that is guided by all the Buddhas, as well as the Buddha Gautama, who became a Buddha more than 2,500 years ago in Jambudvipa, India. Before Buddha came into existence in Jambudvipa, as well as in the whole world, people did not have sadha, faith and confidence on sadeya vattu, things that are worthy of faith and confidence. So before Buddha came into existence, these people, they did not have sadha, faith and confidence, and they did not have other mental powers, mental strength. Lacking sadha, faith and confidence, and other mental strength, they believe in other things, and they were pursuing the two extremes. Practicing the two extremes, they did not have any peace. So before Buddha came into existence, the people in the world, they lack five kinds of mental power or mental strength. So they lack sadha, faith and confidence on the things that are worthy of faith and confidence. The things that are worthy of faith and confidence are the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and also Kamasakata Samadhiti, having right view that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results. And also believe in the past lives and the future lives. In this way, these people did not have faith and confidence on these sadeya vattu, the things that are worthy of faith and confidence. Lack of faith and confidence, they did not have the courage to refrain from things that should be refrained from. They could not refrain from unwholesome things. And also, they did not have the courage to perform things that should be performed. They could not perform wholesome deeds. They also lack mindfulness, sati, mindfulness. Without sati, mindfulness, they fail to refrain from things that should be refrained from, and they failed to perform things that should be performed. They only had the practice of concentration in the form of yoga. And they lack knowledge such as discerning mind and matter, and they did not develop knowledge stage by stage. So in this way, they lack indriya, mental faculties. So they had almost none faculties. They also lack control of the mind. They lack the faculties that can control both one's mind and one's life. Lacking these mental faculties, they believe in other things and they have clinging onto the wrong views, and they automatically fall into the two extremes. People of these times, they lack patisankhana bala, power of prudence. Lacking patisankhana bala, power of prudence, they also did not develop bhavana bala, power of mental development. Lacking these two bala, patisankhana bala and bhavana bala, they also lack faith and confidence on satyavatu, things that are worthy of faith and confidence. And thus, they fall into the two extremes. The first one among the two extremes is kama sukhalika nuyoga, indulging oneself in enjoyment of sensual pleasure. One lets one go freely on sensual pleasure. It is called kama sukhalika nuyoga. And pursuing this kama sukhalika nuyoga, tatna, craving, develops. Those who want to get rid of tatna, craving, they also practice extremity, such as not eating sufficiently, not wearing clothes sufficiently, and they do not take care so that the body would be in moderate climate, neither too hot nor neither too cold. So when one practices such extreme, not eating, not wearing sufficiently, it is called Attakilimata Nu Yoga, self-mortification. And this Attakilimata Nu Yoga, self-mortification, is also one of the two extremes. Among the two extremes, the first one, Kama Sukhalika Nu Yoga, is indulging oneself in enjoying the sensual pleasure. One lets one's goal mind freely on the sensual pleasure, and they believe that becoming a human being within this short lifespan of a human being, it is to see good things, hear good sounds, smell good fragrance, taste good flavor, touching good contact, and also thinking good thoughts. So they think that as a human, one should enjoy such things. And they think that it is ditta dhamma nibbana sukha. They think that it is real happiness, genuine happiness. So thinking that the sensual pleasure is true happiness, they do not want to let go of this sensual pleasure. They themselves enjoy sensual pleasure, as well as they also make others enjoy the sensual pleasure. So in this way, they indulge in the sensual pleasure themselves, as well as persuading others to indulge in sensual pleasure. It is called Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, indulging in the enjoyment of sensual pleasure. Buddha himself, before he became a Buddha, also indulged in the sensual pleasure. Buddha described Kamasukhalika Nuyoga in 5 words. The first one is Hino. It is something that is inferior, low-graded, low-class. Gamo, it is the egg of the worldly beings. Potojaniko, it is also the eggs of people who have thick layers of defilements. And Anariyo, such kind of egg, is opposite of the noble ones. Anatta Sanhito, it has nothing to do, it is opposite of one's true benefit, which are Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. Those who see that indulging in sensual pleasure is not the path, they practice other kind of extremity by self-mortification. They believe that self-mortification will free them from indulgence in sensual pleasure. And this extremity is called Adda Kilimata Nuyoga, practicing self-mortification. In India, there still exists such kind of self-mortification, and Saraji will not explain in detail. Even Buddha-to-be, before he became a Buddha, from the age of 29 to 35, in the forest, also pursued this Adda Kilimata Nuyoga. And this practice did not lead him to anywhere. Buddha described Adda Kilimata Nuyoga in 3 words. Dukkho, it causes both physical and mental suffering. Anariya, it is not the practice of noble person. Anatta Sanhito, it is opposite of one's true benefit, one's true welfare, which are Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. One should avoid Kamasukhalika Nuyoga. One should avoid indulging in enjoying sensual pleasure. And also, one should avoid Adda Kilimata Nuyoga. One should also avoid self-mortification. Self-mortification practices such as not eating sufficiently, not wearing clothes sufficiently, doing things in a wrong way, what one thinks is right, these practices should be avoided. Practicing the two extremes, it is of no benefit. By practicing self-mortification, it can make one's become exhausted without any benefit. Buddha himself found these two extremes, and by avoiding the two extremes, one should follow Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. Buddha himself found Majjhima Paripada, middle path. Buddha himself practiced this middle path, and he himself gained benefits. So by practicing Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, Buddha attained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. Based on the omniscient knowledge that Buddha had attained, and with Mahakaruna, great compassion, Buddha guided the beings to Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. The correct path of practice consists of sila, three categories of sila, three of samadhi, and two of panya. So in brief, the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, is the right path. One should avoid the two extremes, and by walking the correct path, by walking on Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, one can gain knowledge, and finally, one can reach Nibbana. In order to practice Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, which consists of the eight noble path, one should practice Satipatthana meditation. Coming across this Buddha Sasana as a human being, if one fails to practice the four kinds of Satipatthana, then one cannot walk on this middle path. If one fails to walk on the middle path, one will not get eight noble path, and thus one cannot gain peace. Buddha said, Yesan kesanji bhikkhave cattaro satipatthana arata arato tesan ariyo athangiko mago samma dukkhakaya gami. Whether it is a lay person, a woman, or a man, or a monk who practices the four kinds of Satipatthana meditation, is automatically fulfilling the Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. So one should practice Satipatthana meditation, avoiding the two extremes. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is automatically fulfilling Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. So, yogis who are here, some of them had practiced Satipatthana meditation before, and they are continuing to practice. And for those of you who have not practiced before, they are coming here to start their Satipatthana practice. So, Sayadawji would like to encourage yogis who are here that by coming across Buddha Sasana as a human being, in order to be worthy of coming across this Buddha Sasana as a human being, one should avoid the two extremes. One should practice Satipatthana meditation so as to walk on this Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, in order to develop the eight noble path. One should have sustained mindfulness on the four kinds of object, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, so that one will be walking the correct path, which is Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. So Sayadawji would like to encourage all to walk this Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, by practicing diligently with sustained mindfulness on these kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma. And by this encouragement, Sayadawji would like to conclude this admonition at this opening ceremony of this 44-day retreat.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.